Not only is it a beautiful morning in Superior, a new referendum is being put on the ballot in Wisconsin this November to revitalize Superior's downtown and kind of get things jump-started a little bit over there, make it even more beautiful, so to speak. Bruce Thompson is the president of the Better City Superior Board of Directors. He joins us on the phone this morning to tell us a little bit more. Hey, Bruce, good morning.
Good morning, Lisa. Glad to join you.
Nice to have you on the line. So let's talk a little bit about the referendum that's going on the November ballot. What is it asking folks to vote on exactly, and what's the price tag attached?
Well, it's really asking permission from the citizens to go to the state legislature and the governor and ask for some modifications to allow the existing exposition district legislation to be applicable to a small market like Superior.
Okay, that is a mouthful. Can you go back and run that by us again in terms of what exactly that means?
Well, it means that there's a successful model in the state of Wisconsin already legislated that allows some of the same tourism tax resources that can be reinvested in a public-private partnership to help communities create real assets and real growth. So we'd like to have them relook at it because we think it's a good idea. It's obviously worked in our only first-class city, Milwaukee, and we think that because of our proximity to Duluth and because Duluth is very successful at using some of these same resources to reinvest in their community, that it makes sense because it's already in our market. And we can be very complimentary to Duluth in some fashions and create a large-scale redevelopment in downtown. We've looked at what is working across the country and how are you keeping the millennials, and which is a challenge in the Midwest. And so we can see how it's been done, and we have a tool here that we think we can get access to as long as our citizens support us.
So the way the legislation is written now, it's something you can do in a big town, but there isn't a provision made for people to be able to do it in a little town. Is that right?
Yeah, the legislation was really drafted specifically for Milwaukee. It refers to a first-class city, but then it defines a first-class city, and Milwaukee is the only one that would fit. So we have to convince them that the features and benefits of this legislation are applicable in a small market, or particularly one that's in a region like ours where we are right next to, in this case, Duluth, Minnesota, that has all of these tools and benefits and are using them to their advantage. And we want to complement that and do something for the state of Wisconsin and for us.
Now, of course, Superior is in a unique position because they're up here in the Northland where everything is particularly groovy. But it would occur to me that there would be many small towns down near the Twin Cities area that are just across the bridge that also might be excited about perhaps becoming a part of this.
Yes, we have had other cities in the state of Wisconsin reach out to us and say, gosh, that is a really good idea. We'd like to be a part of that as well. Now, it's not likely to be as on a fast track to go statewide with it, because then it would become more of a legislative issue. Our goal is to have this put into the state budget specifically for Superior so that others then can, you know, ask for it as they see fit. We've got 3 years invested in this, over 40 businesses. We've done focus group surveys. We've done the market studies. We've done all of the homework to put us in a position for this. And I think it makes more sense for the legislature and the bipartisan support of this to rally around the uniqueness of Superior with regard to it. And then down the road, if other communities, you know, want to leverage that, then that would be something that would be probably easier for them. We would have kind of plowed the field a little bit for them to have better success at it.
Well, I'm sure you'd be happy to give them some advice and pointers, but right now the focus is on Superior. Talk about what would be different in Superior or different in downtown Superior if folks decided in the community that, yeah, this is a great idea. What could they hope to see?
Well, the main thing that an exposition district provides is for a convention center style venue where you can bring people from right in and bring those tourism dollars. And then what you bolt on around that convention center, and we're not talking the scale of the deck here, we're talking about something that is right-sized for our market, but yet could handle conventions and tournament play and such that would come here from other areas of the state of Wisconsin. We've heard of that for a long, long time where, you know, these agencies and these organizations and these companies would love to have an event up here, but they are Wisconsin-based companies, and so they don't hold them in Minnesota, and we don't have the ability to hold them here. And so along with, you know, a right-sized convention center hotel in the downtown, we think a large-scale indoor turf field recreational facility for tournament play would complement the region very well. It's not available in Duluth right now. There's a lot of, you know, 3.5 million Twin Cities people that darken Duluth's door every year. Many of them have young athletes and such. They love coming up here. Wouldn't it be great if we had, you know, soccer, lacrosse, tournament play availability in our downtown? That would help make it rational for retailers and more restaurants and things like that to spring up and be successful, because we would be bringing new people in with discretionary dollars to spend in our community.
Well, it sounds like a really exciting opportunity, and I'm looking forward to seeing the results of the referendum in November and where our conversations go from there.
All right. Very good.
Bruce, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Lisa. Bye-bye.
Bruce Thompson is the president of the Better City Superior Board of Directors.